a good story.
Yeah, go share, please.
It's a second-hand, well, it's kind of a third-hand story.
Okay, we don't mind if it's whole hand, yeah. No.
somebody who was knew Baba and was a Baba lover and was actually near him when he was alive, Baba would refer to him as Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Or just, he just called him Donald Duck. And he never knew why it was. And then years later, probably, then he had this experience in his life where he had a terrible temper and he was always blowing his top.
Yeah.
And in the job situation and wherever he was. And eventually he lost his position and his life was kind of at a crisis point. And then he saw this special on television called, it even came on recently in Denver, called Donald Duck's Downfall or something. This is something that was made probably after Bob had dropped the body. And in this particular cartoon special, Donald Duck is always blowing his temper at his girlfriend and his boss and his job. And he loses all of his possessions and all the things. He loses his girlfriend because of his terrible habit of blowing his top all the time. And finally, he wises up, and there's a happy ending to the cartoon. Where he wises up and he changes his ways, and he gains back the things that he lost. And so Baba had this message. He knew it was Baba giving his message to him. And of course, Baba, at that time, nobody, at the time Baba said this, nobody, that special probably didn't exist. I mean.
But in his time, it's all in existence with Baba. In Baba's time, whatever is happening, going to happen, is already there. So that's why Baba's statement could be applied even to our earlier lives and even in our future life is equally applicable.